with great thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we begin a brand new Masechta today, Maseches Shkolim. Now, of course, Maseches Shkolim is not Bavli. Normally in the Daf Yomi, we only do Bavli, and Shkolim doesn't have Bavli. It only has Yerushalmi, so we're going to be introduced to learning Yerushalmi for this Masechta, because Seder Moed is the only Maseches that doesn't have Bavli on it, is Shkolim, and the organizers of the Daf Yomi wanted to complete Seder Moed, so therefore Shkolim is included in the Daf Yomi cycle. So we will not have our familiar Rashi and Tosos and the classical Bavli Mefarshim on the Daf, but we will be introduced to some new great Rishonim and Achronim. So the major parish that we'll be using, or go-to parish, will be the parish that we find usually on the bottom right side of the Daf, where Rashi normally is on the bottom, and that's the Tiklin Charetin. Tiklin Charetin is actually translated as Shkolim Chadoshim. The Tof and the Shin are interchangeable, and therefore Tiklin is Shkolim and Charetin is Chadoshim. So the Tiklin Charetin, which was written by an Achron, Rabbi Yisro Shklov, who was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he lived after the Vilna Gaon in the late 1700s, 1800s, and that will be our go-to parish. We also will be relying heavily upon the other parish from the Daf. The Korban Eda is one of the classical Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, and the Rivivon, which is Rav Yehuda ben Binyamin Harofe. He was a Rishon, lived a little bit after Rashi, and then we'll rely heavily as well upon the Mishnas Eliyahu, and this was written by a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and we refer to this occasionally as well. We are learning today's shir, Lili Nishmas Mari Friend, Moshe ben Yehuda Yitzchak. That's David Friend's father. David is a regular listener to the Shiurim, and that his yahrzeit is actually today, and this daf is actually going to be the daf that is learned on Yud Nisan, which is my father's yahrzeit. So we'll also say the daf Lili Nishmas, my father, Yosef Nisan ben Yechesko. All the neshamas we've learned for should have an aliyah. So we begin Daf Beis Omud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Be'echod Be'odor, on the first day of the month of Adar, Mashmin al Hashkolim v'ala Kilayim. Beis Din would send out notices. We'll see the word Mashmin means they would announce that people have to start paying their Machzis HaShekel, their financial obligations for the fiscal year of the Beis HaMikdash, which goes from the first day of Nisan. Aleph Nisan is the start of the financial year in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Korbanos Tzibur that have to be purchased have to come from the Tzibur, and that was funded by the Matzis HaShekel funds that were brought by all of Klal Yisrael, and this way everybody participated in the Korbanos Tzibur, and this fund was used from one fiscal year only. So the leftovers were used for other things, which we'll learn about, but the funding for the Korbanos Tzibur came from the Matzis HaShekel, and they started announcing on the first day of Adar, 1 month beforehand, prepare, everybody has to bring their Matzis HaShekel. They likewise would announce about the Kilayim. There was a concern that you might have intermixed in with your regular crop some additional crop which would be Kilayim to it. This is the growing season now, and it would become recognizable around this time of the year. So the Tiklun Charetin tells us they would send out messages to tell the people, uproot your Kilayim, Shiyakru HaKilayim, actually Yeshaya Rova LeBeisa, that you shouldn't have a certain amount of Kilayim, a rova of a kav in a base saw. Rova of a kav is a quarter of a kav. There are six kav in a saw, and therefore this would be 1/24 of the amount of the field. So less than that is not going to make you have to uproot the entire field. So make sure that you have no kilayim at all, ideally, but if you have a small amount, according to this understanding, then you wouldn't have to make all of the produce in the field the status of kilayim, which would be aser. So again, these were announcements that the Beis Din would go and start telling the people on the first day of the month of Adar. Then it tells us, Uvachamish Asar Bo, on the 15th day of the month of Adar, Korin Samagila, for people in the walled cities, the Krachim, in the cities like Shushan Abira, they would go read the Megillah on that day. That's because in Shushan Abira, they still continue the battle against Haman and his Amaleki colleagues, and they celebrated the day of Purim on the 15th instead of the rest of Israel celebrating it on the 14th. This was any city that had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun, as the Tiklun Charetin also tells us. Any krach, any large city, hamukafos choma miyemos Yeshua ben Nun, any walled city that was walled at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. This is because we want to give chashivas to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael Nebuch was in disrepair. this repair, disarray. There was this man of the Churban during the Nes of Purim, and therefore, if we would have said walled cities at the time of the Nes of Purim, so then nothing in Eretz Yisrael would have been given recognition, because Eretz Yisrael was under the destruction still from Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore, they made it from the time that we entered into Eretz Yisrael under Yeshua ben Nun when he conquered Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, any city that had a wall at that point in time would in fact celebrate Shushan Purim. This is halacha that is true. Even in Chutz Laaretz, this din applies technically, although there are very few cities that we know for certain had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun that are still inhabited today outside of Yerushalayim. Now, they would also send out on the 15th day to tell the people to read the Megillah in the Krochim. Masaknes Adrochim Vesarachovos. The Tikkun Chadaton tells us these are roads that Niskalkalu Mimosa Gishamim during the winter season, during the rainy season, the roads would get washed away to a certain extent, so they'd have to fix them. Misaknosam Bishul Ole Regalim. So the people go up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, during the Shlosh Regalim, which would now be starting after the winter season with Pesach and Shavuos and ultimately Sukkos, so therefore they have to fix the roads, make sure that they were passable. Alternatively, the Tikkun Chadaton says, Bishul Hagolim Lori Mikla, for the people that never killed somebody by accident and they were forced to go to an Ari Miklat in order not to be killed by the Goal Hadam. So they had to make sure that those roads were easily accessible and the person who Nebuch killed by accident would have easy passageway without having troubles. So therefore, that's why they would send out, Basin would send out messengers to make sure that the roads were clear. Then it says, they would also make sure that the mikvos, which maybe had gotten a lot of sediment inside of them during the winter months. So the Tikkun Chadaton says, Lenakosan mitit, to get rid of the tit, the mud that may have come inside them and made them either not usable or no longer kosher. Or alternatively, if there wasn't enough water in them, they would check to see that they had 40 saw, so they would have to do hamshacha, l'hamshich mayim l'sochon im nechzeru mishiuran. So there's a process via which you can, by connecting a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw to a mikveh that does have 40 saw, so then you can add water to it. You're not allowed to just pour water into a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw. That would be mayim shuvim, and that would be no good. So therefore, this is a way to make sure that the mikvos were kosher. The Riv Yivan has an alternate shot over here for what they did with the mikvos, and he says they would go and check to make sure that there hadn't been more water that had come from Notvin al Hascholim. There would be rainwater that would come, so that could possibly ruin the mikvos that are Mayonos. So they had to make sure that there was more spring water here than there was rainwater. So again, this is a complicated discussion in Hilchos Mikvos. But that's another reason why they would go and send out the shluchim from the base then to make sure that the mikvos were kosher. And then finally, Vosin Kol Tzorchei HaRabim. They would likewise send out the shlichim to make sure that all of the needs of the rabbim were met. What are those needs? So the Gemara on Dav Gimel Omer Aleph at the very top will tell us what those needs were. Mitzvah Shem, that'll be tomorrow Shia, so we'll wait till we get to there. And then finally, Umitzainin Es HaKvaros. They would go and mark with limestone, with sid, the kvaros. They specifically use sid because it reminds you of the bones. It's white like the bones. That's one of the negayim, for those that are doing the Mishnah Yomis. So we're talking about the different types of lesions. So one of them is being white like sid, like limestone. So this is necessary in order to make sure that people aren't going over these graves and being metame, any of their kachim or their trumos, and therefore they have to make sure that the winter rain, which had washed away maybe the markings from previous years, so they would go and make sure that all the cemeteries, all the graves were properly marked. And finally, V'yotzin ala kilayim. Now on the 15th day of the month of Adar, they had already sent out the announcements to get rid of your kilayim, make sure you don't have kilayim on the first day. But those that didn't listen, so they uprooted their crops on the 15th day of the month of Adar, and we will see more about this when we discuss this in the Gemara, who uprooted what. First the Beis Din uprooted it, then the people were only too happy to let the Beis Din uproot it, so then they changed the process. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to the Gemara, we'll learn about this. So now let's start the Gemara right now. Gemara says, V'lomo bi'echod bi'ador. Why was it 1 month before Chodesh Nisan that they went out to announce, remember to pay your financial dues for the next fiscal year, the Beis HaMikdash, it's coming up, you have to pay your Matzah Shekel. Why B'davka on Rosh Chodesh Ador? To make sure that people would bring their funds to the Beis HaMikdash in the right time. Trumas Halishka Minachadosha Bismana. And therefore, when they would take off money, the Trumas Halishka, they would go and bring the funds in from the kitty, from the boxes that they would store, the Tiklin Charitin that they would put the Shkolim into, so they would know, be able to take them out in the right time, so the funds for each year would be paying for the Korbanos for that year. You're not allowed to use last year's funds to pay for this year's Korbanos, and not allowed to use this year's funds to pay for next year's Korbanos. And when was that day? V'echad b'nisan. Now, we have some strange words in the Yerushalmi. We'll get used to it by the end of Masechta. It's a relatively short Masechta. So it's only 21 daf. We start on daf beis and we end on chaf beis. It's only 21 daf. So we'll see that there are some words in the Yerushalmi that are a little bit different than in the Bavli. So it says, umar, that means the omar. So the omar, mar, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak said the following, Trumas Halishka. Now, the Girsa that we have is Tchilasa, but what we have in the Agos HaBach, he tells us, Kit Tchilasa, Shenemar. So he's going to be a pasuk over here that you have to do the Trumas Halishka at the very beginning of the new year for the new financial year. So but he says the pasuk, Vahi Bachodesh HaRishon Bashano HaShenis. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak says the reason that we have to go and know that the new fiscal year starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is because the pasuk tells us that in the second year in the Midbar, on the first day of the first month, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, B'yachad LaChodesh, Hu Kama Mishkan. That's, we know, of course, when the Mishkan was put up. Vahi Bayom HaShmini, that was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, that was the start of the new year, the Tani Allah, and it says about that, B'yom Shehu Kama Mishkan, Bo Bayom Nitrumo HaTruma. So they did the first Truma Salishka, they took the first funds that day. So therefore, that's a rule for all time to come, that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when the new fiscal year starts, and the funding from the Matzah Teshekel has to be collected before then, so they can use those funds to pay for the Kabanos. That's the first answer that we have, why it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and why they did it a month before Rosh Chodesh Adar, to give people enough time. Similar to the idea of Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag, 30 days before the Chag, you have to start preparing about the Chag. So 30 days before the fiscal year, they give people enough time to go and pay their taxes, their Matzah HaShekel. That's Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak. Alternatively, we have Rabbi Tovi, said in the name of Rabbi Yoshaya, who said in the name B'Shem Kahana. Now, if you look in the Nuschos HaBavli, it says in the sign that this is Rav Tovi, who said this over the name of Rav Kahana. Again, we'll get a little bit used to the slight differences in the way things are structured or said in the Yerushalmi. So Rav Tovi said over the name of Rav Shayu, said over the name of Rav Kahana, that it says, Nemer Kahan, it says one pasuk. Now the Vilna Gaon over here in the Agos Sagra says that the word should be L'chodshe Hashanah, because it's referring to the end of the pasuk, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chodsho L'chodshe Hashanah. That's the whole pasuk, and that's the first pasuk they're referring to. And then the second pasuk they're referring to, the full pasuk is that Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim Rishonu Lochem L'chodshe Hashanah. So both of them end off with the words L'chodshe Hashanah. So Nemar Kan L'chodshe Hashanah, V'nemar Lahalon L'chodshe Hashanah. So therefore, we make an analogy between these two psukim, that Mach L'chodshe Hashanah Shemar Lahalon Ein Mon Nelim Nisan, just like the months are counted from Nisan, that's the first month of the year in certain understandings of how the calendar works. For others, we have the Arba Rosh Chodashim that we start off the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah with. Sometimes we count the start of the year from Tishrei for certain things, but when you're dealing with the months of the year, the first month of the year is Nisan. So too, Af Chodshe Shenemar L'chodshe Hashanah Shenemar Kan, that we say in regards to in Parshas HaChodesh, that Nisan should be the first month of the year, Ein Monin Elam Nisan. So we see that we count that from Nisan. So this is how Rav Tavi said over the name of Rishaya, said over the name of Rav Kahana, this din. Now, Amar Rav Yona says, Shavak Rabbi Tavi, that Rabbi Tavi said this over the name of Rishaya, in the name of Rav Kahana, so he left out the most important part. He only gave us half the drasha. Shavak Rav Tavi, Rosha de Masnisa, the Yomar Sofa. Now others have the Girsa, the Reisha of the Masnisa. He didn't give us the beginning of this Drosha, he only gave us the end of the Drosha. Reisha and Sefa rather than Rosha and Sofa according to the changes in the Bach. In any event, we then have the words Dal Kain Kehoda de Tani. Again, that's a strange expression, and the Vilna Gaon has an Agos Agra, Lo Kain Tani. He shouldn't have learned it the way he did, he should have learned it the following way and given us the full Drosha, because he only gave us like the punchline without giving us the full drasha. And this is the full drasha. The pasuk says, Zoso las chodesh b'chodsho. So when it tells us that, Yochol ye torein b'chol chodesh b'chodesh, I might have thought that every month you have their own fiscal month, not a fiscal year, but you have to go collect the shkolim for each month and use them only for that month. Tapaloma, at the end of the pasuk says, b'chodsho l'chodshe Now, Hashanah, we don't really argue over here because that's not the drasha. It's not coming from the word Hashanah. That's why it's in parentheses. So the answer is b'chodesh l'chodeshei. So it has to be b'chodesh echad hu torim b'chol chodeshei Hashanah. So for the fiscal year, it's 1 month can you collect at the beginning of that month, and that funding will be used for the entire year, not a month at a time. You don't have to go collect a 12th of the matzah shekel each month. You collect it all up front, and it's used for the entire year. So I might have said, Yocho, Beis, Chodesh, Yirtza. So based upon this, it doesn't tell me which month. Maybe I can collect in Tishrei for the entire year. So no. Ne'amar Khan, and the Bach adds the words, V'chodesho l'chodeshei Hashanah. Ne'amar Lahalon, V'chodesho l'chodeshei Hashanah. Ma chodeshei Hashanah sh'ne'amar Lahalon, ein monen ela min Nisan. Just like there, it's telling us that Nisan is the first month of the year. So to Aviv, for the Truma, Av chodeshei l'chodeshei Hashanah sh'ne'amar Khan, ein monen ela min Nisan. It also tells us that we collect that during the month of Nisan. So these are the two different drushes to learn out that Nisan is the start of the fiscal year. Gemara continues and says, what does it mean when the Mishnah said, Mahu Mashmian? What do the words Mashmian mean in the Mishnah? That the Beis Din sends out these people to be Mashmian ala Shkolim yala Kilayim. So Rav Huna Omar, Machrizin. The word Mashmian means to announce, Machrizin. Now, Hech Ma De'at Omar, which literally means, this is the support for this statement that Mashmian means Machrizin. And we now quote a Pasuk. The Tikkun Chadatin says a different gear. So here he says, Kimo de Tema, Kilomar, Ha de Tikkun Lahakriz, that which we announce, where do we know that you're supposed to announce? And Asmuchu Akra. And it brings down this Pasuk, which is, Vayitnu Kol Biyehuda, Uvirushalayim, Lohavi Lashem, Masas Moshe, Eved Elohim, Ayiso Bimidbar. And the understanding, according to this gear, so that this is the Pasuk, is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to announce, so even though we don't have the word announcement over here, Mashmian, nevertheless, we see that there's an idea that you have to announce certain things, so therefore, they had to announce about the Shkolim as well. That's according to the Pasuk that we have. The Hagos HaBach says, no, it should actually be a different Pasuk, Nirbi Einai, since this Pasuk doesn't have the word or a Lashon of Shaminon in it, so how can you bring me a riot that the word Shaminon means Machrizin? Elohochi Garcina. So the Bach says, Asher Yashmiu Vayaviru Kol B'chol Oreim Uvishalayim Lemortzuve Viu Ali Zayis. So he brings this Pasuk down from Nehemiah, and that's the source over here that Mashmin is Machrizin. He then brings down that the Rosh says, no, you can establish it with the Pasuk that we just said, like the first way that we learned it. Either way, whichever Pasuk it is, that teaches us that Mashmin means Machrizin. The Gemara continues and says, Tamon Taminon, we learned back in the Mishnah, in the Megillah, where it tells us, Ein ben Adar Rishon, the Adar Sheni, there is no difference in Halacha between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. In the year that you have an Iber Yar, where you have two Adars, there's no difference in how you do the mitzvahs of that month. You can do them either in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni, with the exception, Ella, Mikra Megillah, or Matanos Levyonim. Those must be done, the reading of the Megillah, and giving the Matanos Levyonim, which is always associated with the Mikra Megillah, they must be done specifically in other bays. Otherwise, well, the mitzvahs of the month can be done in either other Aleph or in other bays. Rabbi Simon, B'shem Rabbi Shubin Levi, disagrees. And he says, Af Shimua Shekolim V'Kilayim B'Nehem, that you also have to go and do the announcements over here about the Shekolim and the uprooting of the Kilayim, that also has to be the other Sheni. Now, some are not Goritz, the next sentence that Rabbi Chava was going to say, but we'll be Gorisit. It's just a question of whether this is the right place to be Gorisit. It's not that it's wrong. In any event, we'll keep on reading. Rabbi Chava made the following statement, as well as Rav Huna made the following statement, as well as V'Rav, it should be, the Bach, it's the word V'Rav, who all said B'Shem Rabbi Chia Rabba, the great Rabbi Chia, that's Rav's uncle. So they all said the following statement, Hakol Yosem B'Yadalit Shuzman Kriyoso. All people, including the people in the Krochim, can be Yotze on Yudalit with the laning of the Megillah, because that's the right time to go and read the Megillah. Even the people in the Krochim, if they were to be Yotze on Yudalit, they would fulfill their obligation. Again, the Korban Eder says we're not Goris this, others also say we're not Goris this, but this is the statement that is brought down. It's a correct statement, it's just a question of what's it doing over here. It's really going to come up later in the Gemara. Rav Yossi is the Girsa we have upon the size. It says that it should be Rav Yossa, because this is not the Tana Rav Yossi. It's an Amora, and his name was Rav Yossa. In any event, Rav Yossa said, V'yos, that is 100% correct. As the Korban Eder says, Shapir Karmas, this is correct. The Shimua Shkolim, the Kilayim, Einon Elabisheni. That must be in the second month. That can't be in the first month. It's going back on the statement that we just made before, that you also have to do the sending out the shluchim for the shkalim and the kilayim. That has to be in the can't be in the first month of Adar. That must be in the second month of Adar. So Rav Yosef says that's right, because klum amru mashmi al shkalim. The whole purpose of sending out the people, the shluchim, to announce about the shkalim is lo kadeshi of you Yisrael eshiklayim beodasa. The people should bring in the right time. If you send it out 60 days beforehand, people can say I got plenty of time, and nobody's going to bring it. If you announce it on another rishon in a year that has an other sheni, so people are going to say, listen, I got 60 days, no rush. So therefore, they said, announce it only in the second month, so there'll be 30 days. And furthermore, klum amru isn't the reason that they send out the shluchim yotzim, aval kilayim, lo kideish yu hatzmachim nikarin, because this is when the growths are starting to be visible. If you do this in other rishon, the growths aren't yet visible. When they make a leap year, it's because the crops are going to grow later in the year. So that's one of the reasons why Beis Din established the leap year, in order for the crops and the other requirements that can be done before Pesach. So things are going to be much later that year and won't be in other rishon recognizable that you have smachim that are growing in your crops and that you have kilayim. And therefore, imomer at other rishon, at kedun enon dakikin, you won't be able to recognize them at that point. As the Korban Eidah says, they're too small. Dakiki means they're dakim, they're small. They're not recognizable. When you see these growths, you don't know, are they regular growths or are they kilayim growths? So therefore, he's saying, Rav Yosef said that this is correct, what we said before, that they would send out the shluchim in other sheni and not other rishon for the shkolim and the kilayim. Rav Chisya Shaul, Rav Chisya said, Me'ata b'nei bavil mashmin ala shkolim me'rosho shel. Now the gear that we have is chodesh, but on the side it says choref. It should just be just choref over here. We don't read the word chodesh. So basically, Rav Chisya is asking, if this is true, that you want to have everybody 30 days before the time that they have to go bring their shkolim, that's when they make the announcement. So the people that live farther away, the people in bavil, it's going to take more than 30 days to get their financial obligations to the Beis HaMikdash. So they should announce it already in the winter time, so they have enough time to get their shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why don't we say that? Because after all, lo kidai shavi yisro shiklein bo nosam v'titreim trumas alishkom in achadosh bismanam b'yachab b'nisan. Because if you don't announce it much earlier, there won't be enough time to go and bring the fiscal requirements to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Hosi Rabbi Ula, Kumei Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Ula says, no, that this drasha from Rabbi Chizkiya is incorrect. So he said this, Rabbi Ula said this in front of Rabbi Mana, and he said, V'ho taninan, but we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow's share, is going to tell us the following. There are three times during the year that they take funds from the Trumas Alishka, and they use it, and they take out new funds to be used for the next section of the year's korbanos. So, for example, Beprosat Pesach, pros means a part, so it means 15 days before the Pesach. Beprosat Tzeres, this means a part also before Tzeres. This starts 15 days before Shavuos. And Beprosat Chag, and this means a part. Again, the full section is 30 days, so pros means a half, a part. And 15 days before Sukkot, they would go and take funds from the kitty and use it for that series of korbanos. So that's what Rabula said in front of Ramana. And furthermore, he said, Amale, he said, the gifts that we have is lo neymar, but the Bach changes it around to im at omar. If you're going to tell me that, in fact, it should be ba'adar, so elin de craven befroz ha-Pesach, elin de rechokim befroz ha-Tzeres, elin de rechokim minahon befroz ha-Chag. What this means is, if you are correct, Rabbi Chizkiya, so then everybody should have it at the same time. But the fact that they took out specifically three different collections, Befros HaPesach, Befros HaTzeres, Befros HaChag, that's coming to teach us that the funds came in from different faraway places at different times. The people that live nearby, their funds came in already Befros HaPesach. The people that came from further away, their funds came in Befros HaTzeres. And the people from furthest away, they came in Befros HaChag. So you see that they didn't make the announcements much earlier for distant places. They made the announcements to everybody on Adar, and whenever the funds came in, that's when the funds came in. And they were all given on the condition that all of Klal Yisrael was being supported by all of the funds that came in, albeit they came in at different times. So therefore, all of the Korban and Sibur came from all of Klal Yisrael. But they didn't make the announcement, like you're saying, Rav Chiskiya, well in advance. So that's the kasha that Rav Ula said on Rav Chiskiya to Rabbi Mana. But we turn to the Amud Beis, Amalei, Rav Mana says back to Rav Ula, no, you're wrong. Kula bi'achasiba. Actually, all the funds have to come in at the same time for the people that are nearby and people that are far away. Then why did they separate it out at three times? Why was there this Trumas Halishka at the 15 days before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? The Lama Amu B'Shosha Prakim, Kidei Lasos Pumbi Ladavar. They wanted to make a big fanfare about this. Pumbi Ladavar, the Tiklum Chadatim tells us, Kidei Lasos Pirsum Ladavar. There is no requirement to go and take off from the Trumas Halishka three times. You can take it all out whenever you want to. Ella b'Nisan, who tore out kol chodshei hashana. The Nisan is when they collected all the funds. And the Rabbanan, they came along, who the chilku l'gimul zmanim. They said we should do this in three separate takings out from the Trumas Halishka for the three Yomim Tovim, for the Shlosh Regalim. And this would be Zman Kihil L'Koy Yisrael, when a lot of people are there, Lalos L'Rego, when they're all going up to be Olarego. So therefore they did it at these times. L'man Yedu Kulam Sheesh L'Kol Echo B'Yisrael Chelik B'Chol HaKabonu Sibor Shemakribim B'Chol Yom V'Yom. This was to remind everybody, to demonstrate publicly, to pierce them over here, to publicize that all the Kabonu Sibor were brought from all of the people of Klai Yisrael. And the Tikkun Chadatin adds that we have this idea of being mefarsim certain things by doing things in a way that you didn't absolutely have to in other places as well. I know the rest of this Tikkun Chadatin. Then the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Huda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi. Rabbi Huda bar Pazi said the following name of Rabbi. Hein nikra v'lo nibes. How could anybody read the following psukim and not be terrified? In other words, you're going to see these psukim and they're scary. Now, we're going to have four sets of psukim, and what they're all demonstrating that Klai Yisrael, when it came to something good, so they weren't in a rush to do it. But when it came to something bad, Nebuch, Klai Yisrael rushed to do certain things bad. So the first one is, Letova, when it came to do something good, we just had in the end parshios of Sefer Shmos, where it talked about the donations for the Mishkan, so it said, Kol Nediv Lev, for people who wanted to donate to the Mishkan, so it said the kind-hearted people, they were the ones that brought all of the various gold and silver, the jewelry that they had, and brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. However, when it came to the Chet HaEgel, the Ra, it says, Vayisparku Kola on the Gomer. Everybody was only too happy to donate Nebuch to the Chet HaEgel. Now, this was only the men. The women did not. And that's why the women were not punished with the sin of the Chet HaEgel. The second psukim that we see, Latova, was not everybody, and Lera was Nebuch. So it said, Latova, when it came for Moshe Rabbeinu to go and collect Klai Yisrael to get the Torah, it's Vayotzi Moshe saw. Moshe had to go bring the people to Har Sinai. However, Lera, Nebuch, when the Meraglim came back, everybody gathered to Moshe to complain. Vatikrivune lai kuchem. All of you came to me. Nobody had to rush to bring you to me. You came on your own. The third example of this is Latova, when it came to good, so to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kriyas Yamsuf, so it says, Oz Yoshe Moshe, and only then Uvnei Yisrael. As opposed to Lera, Nebuch, when the Meraglim again came, and they told their horrible Diba Ra, their bad report about Eretz Yisrael, so it says, Vatisa Kol Eidova Gomer. So everybody came, and they all cried that night, Bechina, Bechia Shelchinam. They all cried for naught. And that night is the night of Tisha B'Av, which is the night of terrible calamity for Klai Yisrael throughout the history. So when it came to Ra, everybody came quickly on their own. Nobody needed to be urged on or spurred. And finally, the fourth one, Amar Chia Bar Abba, Ochein Hishkimu Hishchisu. So this is the Navi Tzufanya. He tells the people that you're getting up early in the morning, Hishkimu Hishchisu, to do your terrible deeds. There you get up early in the morning. The Chol Hashchasa Shu Osim Bashkama Yosin Osa, that they rush to go and do evil things in the morning. As opposed to, you normally have the concept of Zrizin Makdim L'Mitzvos, that people who are Zariz, they get up early to do it. And not everybody's a Zariz. And by good, you don't find people always rushing to do the good as soon as they can. But by the evil, by the bad, Lira, unfortunately, they did. Then the Gemara continues, says, Amar Rabbi Abba Baracha, Ein at yochel lamod al ufiyo shalumazu. Says it's very difficult to understand Klai Yisrael. The Tikkun Chadatin says that ufiyo means nimusa, their character, the way that Klai Yisrael acts. Very difficult to understand. He says nizboyin la'egel v'nostin. They were asked to go donate money to the Ego. They gave. There's boy in the Mishkan. They were asked to give money for the Mishkan. The Nosen. And they gave. So they very hard to understand how you can do such contradictory things. Give money for Avodah Zarah and also give money for the Mishkan. Then it says further, Tana Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Hadoh Masnisa, he taught the following Braisa. The Pasuk says, Yossisa Kapores Zohov Tor. It says that you will make for the covering of the Aron Kodesh should be made from Zohov Tor, pure gold. And that explains Yovo Zov Shel Kaporis, that this Zov for the Kaporis of the Aron will be Mechaper, Vichaper Al Zov Shel Ego. That will, so to say, atone for the Chaita Ego. Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rav Shul Bar Nachman said the following. He said, Shalosh Trumos Nemru B'Parshas Oz. The Psukim in Truma also say that there were these three Trumos. Trumos Adanim, Trumos Shkolim, Truma Samishkan. Now, where does it say each one of these donations? The Truma for the Adanim, these were the supports for the walls of the Mishkan, the sockets for the big beams or panels that they had in the Mishkan, and the Truma for the Shkolim, the Matzah Shekel, and Truma Samishkan, and the other donations. So the Pasuk says, Daber Abnei Yisrael V'chuli Truma V'gomer. That's the first Truma, Zu Truma Sadanim. That was the money that they collected for the Adanim. The second one, it says, Me'ez Kolisha She'yedenu Libo Tichuas Truma Si, that you go and collect the monies for Truma Si. This is a reference, Zu Truma Shkolim. And the third one is Zos HaTruma She'er Tichu Me'yitam, Zohar V'chesed Choshes, etc. That third Truma, Zu Truma Samishkan. This were all the other things that were needed in the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, Truma Samishkan La Mishkan. So the Truma that was given for the various things that were needed in the Mishkan, so it says Mashi Yirtsu, the gears that we have is Yasu, but we change the gears around to the Yoviyu. This is brought down by the Vilna Gaon. So the people could give whatever they wanted to. Truma Shkalim the carbon. This is a reference to the Maksas HaShekel. So this is Mashi Yirtsu Yoviyu. They had to go and bring the Maksas HaShekel. But it says, now Kidei Shiyehei Yad Kulan Shoveh. And this was, everybody gave the same amount. Others have the gears over here, Avol Yad Kulan Shoveh, that everybody had to give the same amount. Whatever was decided on to be the Maksas HaShekel, everybody had to give that. And Truma Sadonim Le'adonim, that last Truma was for the Adanim, Ha'ashir Lo Yabev Adal Lo Yameh. There, it said everybody gave the same amount. Rich people couldn't give more, poor people couldn't give less. Everybody gave the same amount. Amir Rabbi Ovon, he says further, he says as well, you see another reference to the three Trumos. So he says, Masas Hasheko, Trumo Lashem, Yitain Trumas Hashem, Losin is Trumas Hashem. So it mentions three times it's Trumas Hashem. This is in parallel to the three different donations that we just spoke about. Gemara continues by quoting the Mishnah. So we said in the walled cities that were walled during the days of Yeshua ben Nun, plus Shushan Habira, so they would read the Megillah on Tesfav. And there we had said that those that read the Megillah, this was the statement they brought down from Rabbi Chelbo before. This is the right place for that statement. So lo kein amar Rabbi Chelbo. Not like this in our Mishnah did Rabbi Chelbo say. Rabbi Chelbo disagreed with our Mishnah. Likewise, Rav Huna, which we said is also Rav Huna, V'Rav Huna, and also we said V'Rav B'Shem Rav Chiya Rabba, and also Rav, and they all said this in the name of the great Rabbi Chiya, and they say as follows, Hako Yotzim B'Arbasa, they actually held that everybody, even the people living in the walled cities, could be Yotzei, reading the Megillah on Yadalid, because Shehu Zman Kriyosa, that's the right time, normally, for the Megillah to be read. So Gemara says, that seems to go against our Mishnah. These Samarayim. So how can they possibly go against our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, we delete the words Amalei because there's nobody talking to them. They just made this statement. So therefore, Lo Bo El Lamedcha. This statement from Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, and Rav was only coming Shekol Mitzos Hanohagos Ba'adur Sheni. This is coming to tell us that the Mitzos that are in Adur Sheni Einon Nohagos Ba'adur Rishon. You can't do them on Adur Rishon. Now what exactly does this mean? So the Tiklun Chaitin explains, Klomer, as if to tell us over here, the La'olam Masnisin Asya Kirbi Chelbo. The Mishnah is in accord with Rabbi Chelbo. The Yotzim Yadalit, that in fact, even though our Mishnah didn't state so, the people who live in the Krachim can be Yotzi on Yadalit. Aye, why didn't it say so? V'hod lo nokat elo tesvav. Why did it say that they have to be Yotzi on tesvav? Mishum serotzo lahashmienu. Because the Mishnah is trying to teach us, dechol hadvarim, dechoshid b'masnisin shemitzvosim b'tesvav b'yador, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is telling us specifically those things can only be done in other bays. And that's why it mentions the things that are done in other bays, which is included in reading the Megillah.
Lo ruye de kamo de kriyas megillah dafka be other bays. The chiddush is to teach us not that it can only be done on tesvav, but it dafka has to be done in other bays, like we already learned. And he quotes that it says that if you read the Megillah in other Aleph, and then Nizab Rosh Hashanah, they changed their minds, and they added on an extra Adar after that, you have to read it again, Koronot So, Be'odah Beis again. So therefore, the saying of Tezvav wasn't to teach us that it can't be a Dalit, but it's to teach us that the Bedavka must be in other Beis. The word continues and says, Rav Yosa, here we see his name clearly is spelled Rav Yosa. Although, if you look at the Nuschos HaBadli over here, Oz Dalit, he says that it should be Rav Yosi. In any event, we'll call it Rav Yosa. V'Rav Acha, Havayasvin, they were sitting and learning together. Amr Rav Yosa, Rav Acha, so Rav Yosa said to Rav Acha. Now the Gersa that we have is Lo Mistavra, Elo Sha'avar, Avo Lovo Lo. But the Carbon A, that changes it around and says the Gersa should be Lo Mistavra, Elo Sha'avar, Avo Lahaba Lo. And he says, V'Hachi Pirusho. That which Rabbi Chelbo said, Ha, the Rabbi Chelbo, Enu El Elisha Avar. So that means, Im Kora Bikrochem B'Yadalid, and Sheyotze, and you were Yotze on Yadalid, then that is acceptable. Abu L'chadchila, but L'chadchila Tzorech Likros B'Tesvav. You should have read it on Tesvav. And therefore, Masnisin, Ayri L'chadchila. So that's why it says it on Mishnah Tesvav, but it doesn't contradict what Rabbi Chelbo and the others said, that if you read it on Yadalid, you would be Yotze. More says, "Vay v'ho tani makum shenagu likrosa shnei yamin." In a place, some people had the custom that would read the Megillah both on Yudalit and Tesvav. For example, they weren't sure whether their city was in fact walled during the days of Yehoshua ben Nun or not. So you have some cities. There are discussions about Tveria, maybe about Tzvas, other places in the Chutz Loritz. The same thing that they're not sure was the city walled during the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. So they would read it both. There's Mimarushal to Yotzei one of the 2 days for sure. So it says Korona Soshne Yomim. They would read it 2 days. But if you're saying Yotzei on Yudalid no matter what, so then how come they have to read it 2 days? They should say we're reading on Yudalid. Mimarushal was supposed to read on Yudalid with Yotzei, and even it was supposed to be done Tesvav. You're allowed to from the Tesvav city read it on Yudalid. So that's what they asked, and Amalei. So Rav Acha said back to Rav Yosa, Uf ana savar kein. I agree. I think you're 100% right. So what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says v'yos. In fact, this is the correct understanding. Shaper commerce. Ilu mishikarya biarbasar. If a person who came from a walled city were to go read the Megillah on Yudalid, he would in fact be yotze. However, under normal circumstances, the negir that we have is chozer v'karya b'tesvav. He should read it again on tesvav. However, the other girsa that's written down over here is, in fact, the low korah b'chamish osar. He didn't read it on tesvav. So Gemara has the girsa, again, depending which way you're going, shema ein shomin lo, or ein shomin lo, depending on which girsa you had, that he doesn't have to read it again on tesvav, or he should read it again on tesvav. Now, im ato merkein, and if you say, in fact, that you yotze on yadalid, so then, nimtzis, Oker zman krochem biyodecha. If you were to say that just lechatchila, just go read it on your dalit, so then you've essentially uprooted the din of tesvav, and therefore we make him read it again on your dalit. If you read on your dalit, to read it again on tesvav. But bottom line is, if he only read it on your dalit, so then he would in fact be yotze. So Rav Chelbo's statement doesn't contradict anything, but we just fleshed it out more to show you that you should ideally read it in those cities where you're not sure on both your dalit and tesvav, albeit b'di'evit. If you read it just on your dalit, you would be yotze. Mark continues says, Tony, we learn the following brayso, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, mitzvos hanoagos be'adusheni, if you have an obligation to do the mitzvah in other sheni, enonogos rishon, then you can't do it in other aleph. However, there are exceptions to this rule. Chutz me hesmer v'tainis, shehen shavim b'zeh b'zeh, that you don't make a hesmer and tainis on your dalet or tesvav, both in other sheni, when you're reading the Megillah and celebrating Purim and Shushan Purim, but also in other aleph, when you're technically not celebrating Purim and Shushan Purim. Where are questions? It says, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rishum Levi, both Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav, and Rabbi Simon said in the name of Rishum Levi, Halach Rishum Gamliel, that we paskin like this din of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it applies also for Hesped and Tainus in other Aleph. However, Rav Huna, Rabba de Tziporim, Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, who came from the city of Tzipori, he said, Amar, Hinig Rabbi Chanina b'Tziporin, that the minog by Rabbi Chanina in Tzipori was like this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Hesbig and Tanis are not noeg to be done even in other Aleph, but he only had it as a minog, like this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and not paskin the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lo Omar Elo Hinig, implying, ha halacha lo, but it says that he only did this al minug, and implies that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Korban Eda points out there's an afkamina over here between whether you say minog or you say the din. And the Korban Eda says, I will ain morin kain. If it's only a minog, then you don't publicly tell people that this is the halacha. And the Tiklun Chadatin says the nafkamina is the halacha darshinon bepirka. You publicly announce this. Uminhaga bepirka lo darshinon. You don't publicly announce this. However, avol uruye morinon. We do paskin this if somebody were to ask you a shayla in private. And this is based upon the Gemara in the Bavli in Tainus. Gemara continues with the Braisa, Avala Inyan Shtaros, but in regards to documents, what does this mean, Shtaros? So the Tiklun Chadatin tells us, 2 lines on the bottom, Harotza Lichtov Bishtar Odor Harishon. If you want to write in a document, Odor Rishon, Kose Behedja Odor Rishon. You have to write Odor Rishon. Avala Rotza Lichtov Odor Hasheni, but if it's a document that's taking place in the Odor Sheni, Kose Odor Stam. You just have to write Odor Stam, Odor, and that will be known that it's Odor Sheni. That's the opinion, Divrei Reb Meir, the Srilei, the Stam Odor Sheni, Mashma Velo Rishon. This opinion, which isn't attributed in our Gemara to Reb Meir, but the Tikkun Chadatin says this is the opinion of Reb Meir, says that if a person just writes in a leap year, Stam Odor, it means Odor Sheni, and if he means Odor Rishon, he should write Bedavka Odor Rishon. That's the opinion of the Tanakama, Rebbe Meir. Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda Omer, Odor Rishon, if you're writing Odor Rishon, we turn to Gimel Amud Aleph, then you just write Odor, Stam. However, if you want to write Odor Sheni, Tinyan, then you have to actually write down Odor Sheni. That's what you should write down in that situation in order to make sure that the Shtar is documented from the right dates and onwards. This is a good breakpoint. With this, we conclude today's shiur.